The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the things that I always do when I get around to visiting the students in the parish school is I always ask them at some point the question, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" Fascinating to hear their answers. I bet you it wouldn't surprise you if I told you that most kids dream big. They dream big. They want to be dancers and singers, and they want to be famous actors and actresses, and they want to play professional sports in the major leagues. They dream big. And you know what? Why not? You know, let them dream. There's plenty of years for them to learn that very few people ever grow up to do the things they dreamed that they would do when they were very young children. And that's a good thing. You know, when I was a little kid, I wanted to become a pirate. So thank goodness that didn't work out. But what's interesting is that no matter what they say, in answer to that question, what's interesting is everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to be happy. There's nobody who dreams of growing up to be frustrated and miserable. There's nobody who dreams of growing up to be sad. And on All Saints' Day, it's a good day to reflect on one of my favorite quotations. It comes from the French author Léon Blois, who once said that in this life, there is only one sadness, and that is not to have become a saint. It's a very, very deep truth. There's only one sadness, and that is not to become a saint. Now, to understand what that means, let's take a look at what a saint is and what a saint is not. First thing a saint is not is some kind of Christian hero cut from a different cloth, made out of different material from the rest of us. You know, once upon a time, I was flying in an airplane from point A to point B, and I was wearing my Roman collar. And it always starts conversations, believe me, right? They strike up a conversation with you in no time. And this lady, she turns to me and she says, "You know, the thing I never understood about you Catholics is why you pay so much attention to the saints. Because what difference does it make to honor somebody who God just made different from the rest of us?" And that's precisely what a saint is not. I think so many people look upon the saints the same way they look upon athletes in the Olympic Games. Plenty impressed, but thinking to themselves all the while, "I could never do that," right? Never do that. You know what a saint is? It's remarkably simple. A saint is simply someone who said yes to God with 100% of their heart. They didn't love in fractions. They didn't give God half of their heart or three quarters of their heart or 95% of their heart. They love God with all their heart, no matter what their past included, and God made them who He created them to be. And now they're in heaven. You know, on All Saints' Day, we remember them all, the ones whose names we know, the ones whose names are known to God alone. And you know what? If you could choose between being rich and famous and becoming a saint, you'd be a fool not to choose the latter. Jesus never said, "How happy are you who are rich, for you shall have more of everything, and blessed are you who are famous, for you shall always get your way." No, when you hear these Beatitudes read, understand, this is a description of a soul that surrendered completely to God's grace. And every happiness, however it might appear in the external, is in the depths of their soul. You know what a saint reminds us? Reminds us of three things. First thing a saint reminds us of is who God is. If I were to take a beam of white light and pass it through a prism, you know what would happen. That prism would break up that light into all the colors of the rainbow, each color so spectacularly different from all the others, yet each contained within that beam of white light. We can think of the saints that way. Each saint so spectacularly different from all the others, and yet each saint showing us something of who God is. Whether it's the wisdom of a Thomas Aquinas, or the joy of a Francis of Assisi, or the courage of a Maximilian Kolbe, or the compassion of a Mother Teresa of Calcutta. If you want to know who God is, honest answer, take a look at the lives of the saints. That's one of the things they show us. It's all contained within who God is. You know the second thing the saints show us? They show us who we're supposed to become. Now, most people think, like I mentioned before, you know, that saints are cut from a different cloth than the rest of us. And, you know, don't get me completely wrong. There are some saints who are prodigies from the earliest age, and they were just always holy. However, most saints are converted sinners. And we need to remember that. Every saint had a past. And some of them were the biggest sinners, like Mary Magdalene or Saint Augustine. One of my favorite anecdotes, and I hope I don't shock you with this, comes from the life of Saint Teresa of Avila. And she says that she had a vision in which Jesus showed her the place in hell that would have been hers if she hadn't turned to Christ and His grace. Heaven is filled with converted sinners, and there's room for plenty more. You know, the third thing the saints teach us, they teach us that we are not alone. Remember that. Once upon a time, I took the youth group to a corn maze in our local area one fine autumn evening. And what made this corn maze fascinating was there was this elevated platform after you finished the maze that you could climb up to and overlook the whole maze and all the people that were still trying to make their way. And somebody did that on purpose, right? That was by design. And they were so helpful to us. You know, they cried out, they said, turn left, turn right, wrong way, go back. So helpful to us. And when I walked that maze, I remember thinking, it was a tremendously helpful image for the communion of the saints. Not that they're shouting out directions to us down here below. However, by divine design, those who have finished the race are still helping those of us who are still making our way. And you know how they help us? They help us with their prayers. And understand, this is by God's design. You're a fool if you don't take advantage of the prayers of these saints. God wants you to. Have some friends. Have some friends among the saints and call on their help to help you make your way. Because when this is all over, when all of this is all over, we are going to close our eyes on this world forever and open our eyes to eternity forever. When that happens, it's not going to matter whether you were rich or poor, whether you were sick or healthy, whether you were famous, infamous, or incognito, the only thing that's going to matter on that day is that you said yes to God with all of your heart, that you became who God created you to be. If the world sees you as the most miserable failure, that doesn't matter for a nickel. If on that day you're in God's favor, and if you're this most successful person who ever lived, it's not going to be any consolation if you're not in God's favor on that day. So here on All Saints Day, let's remember the example of these great men and women who have gone before us and ask for their prayers today and every day. Holy men and women of every time and place, pray for us.